来了，
好，换一辆。
Thank you for coming. Make interview with VarietyNewsOnline.com.
Thank
you. Roberto.
Thank you very much.
Juliana.
I didn't bring anything.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm glad to meet you for conversation and talking and easy in your free time after the show.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Yes. I need to know about how do you feel about Thailand to this trip? First time or not?
No.
We are visiting Thailand for already 9 years, it's going to be. And we visit Southern Asia, but always based in Thailand, 2-3 times per year since 2007.
And we are teaching and performing here. Yeah, for already, like Roberto said, 9 years. So
yeah,
Thailand is like, we're second home.
Second home. But we work teaching and performing in all the countries around, like Vietnam, Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, Korea, so touring. Yeah.
And next question, Roberto. What is your inspiration to your beginning point of for dancing, your inspiration?
The inspiration is the tango, no? The music, the dance. Tango is a very like sensual and intimate dance. Tonight we make more like a show, but tango is a social dance. But the most important is the embrace and feel the other person that we are dancing with us.
And it's tango is the very popular dance in our country, so we are very happy to have the opportunity to travel around the world dancing,
sharing
our sharing culture.
Yeah. And next question, Roberto, can you share about your obstacles story before you have been a professional dancer?
Yes, actually I dance like all my life because I dance since I was 12 years old. So when I start to dance tango, I still in the school. When I finish the school, in that time I need to choose what to do, and just I continue dancing and being more involved in tango. So tango is everything for me. It's, I have fun, it's my job, and it's the in the way that I can meet people all around the world.
Yes.
Yeah, and before, no, I was just a student. Yes.
Yeah. And same question, Tigeta.
Yeah, I started dance tango. I learned my first step with my father when I was when I was 4 years old. And then I started to study ballet for many years. And then start to take lesson of tango, but always, all my life, I was dancing. Different kind of dancing, but dancing. So, and then start to take lesson of tango, and it's, now it's my life.
Yes. And next question. Please, can you share for Thailand fans about what is your special technique when you are practicing for dancing tango?
Yeah, there are not like a special practice. It's just practice the basic movements, but it's like everything. We need to expend some time practicing, but there are anything in special. Just it's practice because it's two bodies moving together, and they need time to be like one person. No, it's like two person, but with practicing, and then we can move like we are only one. So it's important the practice and learning, no? Because we teach for already more than 12, 15 years, but we still taking lessons. With master teachers in Argentina, always we are like improving and learning more and more.
How long time for you are doing to practicing?
Depend. It's like sometimes could be every day if we are busy with different shows, or, but if not, if it's like low season, we can say we practice like 2-3 times per week. But it's always we need to practice at least 2-3 times per week. Yeah, we need it.
Julieta, same question.
Yeah. So the most important, like Roberto said, is practice, and also we have not to forget that tango is the dance that two people dance together. So we need to really feel each other, get some connection, get connection with the music. It's everything feeling also. It's not just technique. So we have to really feel that we are dancing with other person. Very important.
Thank you. Always. And next question. In this year 2016, what is the next challenge in the world of your work, Roberto, in this year?
Now in the next weeks, so in March 9, we are flying to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And we will be part of the It's a Tango Festival. They make it every year in March, the second week of March. We already participate 3 times. This one will be our 4th time there. And it's very important because many people from other countries, even from Europe, they travel to Kuala Lumpur to be part of this festival. And there we will teach and we will perform. This is our next steps now, and in the end of March we are traveling to China, Beijing. We will perform there with other 3 couples from Argentina also, that they are going from Argentina to China, and we from Bangkok to China, we will meet there, and we will perform in a city festival, it's meeting Beijing. We will perform on March 25th and 26th. Right now is this. And then we have more projects, but yeah, so this is the next, the following. And
in April we will be back in Argentina, working there, performing and teaching there.
Yeah.
And next question about in Bangkok now. What is you are doing in your free time, and what is you are studying about the way of life in Thailand?
Our free time, you say? Sorry?
Yeah, free time.
Here we are teaching almost every day. We have events like today, no? And we have many events with the Embassy of Argentina. We participate in many events that they organize and they are part of. And then in our free time, always we try to get some days to go to the beach, go to some island here in Thailand. Julieta loves shopping. And also we have, because we are visiting for many years Thailand, we have many friends. So all the time we are spending time with friends.
Here. Yeah, and always we visit some place like traditional places here, so we already visit many times Thailand, so we know many places. We know the north of Thailand, the south of Thailand.
Yeah. And always we are looking for a new beautiful place to visit. Yeah.
And next question, who would you like to work with in the future, Roberto?
In the future, yeah, of course, we'll be involved with tango, no? Mm-hmm. It's not right now, but we are thinking in the future maybe to open a school, maybe here, or maybe in Europe, or maybe Buenos Aires, we don't know, open a school. Yeah, this is my plan for the future. I hope so I can do it. Yeah, open a school to continue teaching and performing and training people, sharing our knowledge.
Yeah, so it's the same like Roberto. I cannot imagine other thing than tango in my life. So already many years, so I plan to continue with this, dancing, teaching.
And last one, please say something about your topic, working duo dancing. What is the main idea of your working, in your philosophy, and the idea of your work?
We can divide in two, no? Because in tango we have the social dance, and we have the stage performance, like we did today. For the social dance, we like always to work to make the people relax, to enjoy the dance, to make the dance more natural, because sometimes people think in tango and it's like, okay, I have to get this posture, or so always we work to make the same dance but in natural way. And then for performance and stage, always we work same, like natural movement, but mixing other dances, but always using the tango steps that we can use also in the social dance. Because sometimes we start to try different things about other dances to mix, but never we have to forget the base, no? The tango. Yeah.
Oh, many useful and gorgeous your story. Thank you so much, Roberto and Julieta, for your share, your experience and your story for making interview with Variety News Online.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And after